Welcome to the Visibility Effect Podcast. Are you ready to build a business that gives you the freedom, flexibility, and income to live a life you love? The Visibility Effect is a podcast for coaches, consultants, and course creators to grow your audience and build your business. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, my goal is to help you get yourself out there, become visible, and accelerate your business growth. I'm Mackenzie, your podcast host, certified launch manager, and tech and systems specialist for coaches, consultants, and course creators. If you're ready to get visible and grow your revenue, let's dive in. Today, we're going to be diving into setting goals and expectations for your upcoming launch. This topic is so very important, and I chose it for a lot of reasons, but primarily it's because I see so many first or second time launchers feeling disappointed in their results. And I think a lot of this stems from the unrealistic expectations we see from so many self-proclaimed gurus in this space. When I meet with a potential client to discuss a launch, we review the results on a prior launch when they had them and if they had them. And the first thing that they focus on and base their success or their failure on are their revenue goals. But it goes so much deeper than that. And we'll dive into some of these other goals you should be setting for yourself. So the first step is really to determine your launch level. And by launch level, what I mean is, what phase are you in business? What proven offers, if any, do you have out there? What does your audience look like and how engaged are they? And what type of team do you have in place? You're going to be setting expectations on these factors, and that's really key because it's going to vary whether it's your first launch or your fifth launch. They're going to look very, very different. I base launch levels from a 0 to 3 scale. A level 0 is you are new to the online space. You're new to launching. You haven't launched before. You're doing everything on your own, or you have a very small team. Maybe you have one VA who is working 5 hours a week, and you're starting to just really grow your email list. So maybe you have a very small list of 100, 200 people, and you have an unproven offer. Typically, at level zeros, you're starting out with a beta offer in order to get it proven, and then you're going into a much bigger launch. Next would be our level 1 launchers. That would be if you are new to launching, you have either an unproven or a newly proven offer. Maybe you've done a beta and had some success. You still have a smaller audience size. So this is going to be an audience under 5,000, primarily your email list when we talk about audience size, but we take social into consideration for that as well. You're in the space of still building that authority, gaining that know, like, and trust factor with people. You're maybe not the go-to person, but you're getting known. And then you have a team member or a small team of maybe 2 people to 3 people. Next up is going to be our level 2 launchers. You're going to have a very established online presence. You've launched before with some success, but you're looking to take things to the next level. So maybe you've gone through 2 or 3 launches and you're seeing some momentum, but you're looking to take things up a notch and you're looking to scale. So you're going to have in a level 2 launch, a medium to large audience. So you're going to have somewhere where you're starting to grow into that bigger audience between 5 and 10,000. You're getting close to that 10,000 mark. And you have an established team. And finally, we have our level 3 launchers. Those are the individuals that are very well known. They have a very established online presence. They've launched multiple times before and had a lot of success. They have a very large audience. They also have a very large launch budget. So they're doing a lot of paid promotion and they have a very, very established team, probably employees, full-time employees as well. So once you've really determined what your launch level is, you can start to set realistic expectations and goals for your launch. And I always say realistic goals plus adequate energy management equals a successful launch, no matter the results. What that means is if you're setting the right goals for your launch that feel good to you, that are manageable by you and able to be executed without being completely overwhelmed and stressed, it is a successful launch. That is the first goal that I set. The next question to ask yourself when referencing goals and what actions you might have to take in the launch to reach them is, if you launched this offer tomorrow, do you think your current audience size and engagement level would be sufficient to reach your goals? If the answer is yes, then congratulations, you are on the right track. If your answer is no, this is where we need to get realistic and possibly take a step back. Look at, do we need to have a longer time frame before we actually launch to build a bigger email list, to rep your current audience a bit more? What does that look like? Because the last thing that you want to do is to go into a launch with an offer that is not in alignment with your audience, because it won't be a success. You won't see the results that you're hoping for, whether that's revenue-based or email list growth-based. You need to make sure that those are in alignment. If they are in alignment, then we need to tackle a couple of other factors. First of all, what is your capacity? Do you have the team and the expertise in place to pull everything together? Do you have the right team members? Someone that is familiar with tech, a specialist in social media management or paid advertising? What aspects do we need to look at? So first of all, it's team size and capacity. Then the next one, which kind of piggybacks on that, is what type of tech are you using? Tech can be a big sticking point, especially for first-time launchers or those level 0 to level 1, because there are so many options out there and they're not really sure what to do. If you jump into a Facebook group and ask an opinion of what is the best tech, if you get 50 answers, you're going to have 50 different tech stacks. So I tell people to start out, keep it simple, low tech, don't overcomplicate things. The most important part of your launch is going to be connecting with your audience and promoting your offer. The tech and any additional bells and whistles can be added later in the next launch. But this first or second launch is really going to be connecting with your audience, understanding their needs, and making sure that the offer and your audience are in alignment to have a successful launch. Tech is a very small part of it. Although it's a big part of it, it's also a small part of it in that respect. Next, we're looking at our audience size, and not only the size, but the engagement. So like I said before, does your offer align with your current audience? Or are you putting out a new offer? Because if you have a new offer going out, you're not sure how your audience is going to respond to that. And of course, your list size. Again, how engaged they are. If you have 10,000 people on your list, what type of engagement? What are your open rates? What are your click-through rates? What are your unsubscribes? All of those come into consideration with your goals. Have they been nurtured? I had a client who had a very healthy list size. It was their first launch. They started out with about 600 on their email list. We went through our pre-launch phase and our launch runway. They had invested in paid ads and the message was resonating with their audience and they were super happy with those results. Went through the launch. The launch was a success in pretty much every area that we measured. And they launched again 6 months later. And guess what? It wasn't a success. The main reason it was not as much of a success was because there was no nurturing happening between launch number one and launch number two. And the only time their audience heard from them was when they were selling something. And that is the fastest way to turn your audience off. Between those launches is a very crucial time to build that connection with your audience, to build your authority, to prime them for the next launch. So when we went through the actual debrief, that was probably the key factor that we were able to see, is that they're taking a step back. There was no nurturing of the audience. So the unsubscribe rate was high and people had just basically tuned them out. So super important to be nurturing your audience up to the launch during your pre-launch runway, as well as between launches. Now that we've gone over the factors in setting your goals, let's talk about what goals to set. And my number one goal for clients is always to have a manageable launch. Launching can be extremely stressful. Having a solid strategy and also a project plan in place so you know when things need to be done, who is doing them, and each piece of the launch laid out in a project management tool like Asana or ClickUp or whatever tool that you're using is essential to maintaining that the launch be on track and it stay manageable. All right, this brings us to everyone's favorite goal to set, and that's going to be your revenue, your sales, the money. Everyone, when they think of a successful launch, is thinking about the revenue. And there's a pretty tried and true method to being able to foresee what your revenue is going to be in your launch. And it comes down to your list size. This tried and true method is the same whether you are a level zero launcher or you are a level three launcher. And we typically set goals based on 1-2% of your list size for revenue, meaning 1-2% of your list is going to convert and purchase. That we see time and time and time again. So it's not something that just we see. That is actually industry standard. So when setting goals, we'll have three levels. We'll have 1%, 1.5%, and 2%. If we meet that 1%, that's a successful launch. If you can get to 2%, that's amazing. And you will see those unicorns out there that are higher than that. And when that happens, what you're actually seeing is a super engaged email list. So it's important to take all of that into consideration. A good goal is 1% of your list size. The super successful top tier is going to be 2%. So let's jump into an example and break this down a little bit. Let's say you have 3,500 on your email list. So that 1% is going to be 35 sales, 1.5%, 52 sales, and 2% would be 70 sales. So you would need to take whatever your offer amount is and multiply that to get your revenue goal. So those are the numbers that I have my conversations with potential clients about. Based on those good, better, best scenarios, we can look at X amount of people converting. So before we even dive into the launch, they have an idea of where they're going to be. And again, it can fluctuate. If you haven't nurtured your audience since the last time you launched, you may not hit that 1%. Maybe you have a smaller audience, but they are insanely engaged. I mean, your email open rates are through the roof. They are giving you feedback. Maybe you go over that 2%. But the large majority are going to fall within that 1-2%. And sometimes this can be a hard conversation. The expectation you may have in your mind may not fit within those numbers. So especially if this is a new offer, but maybe you're running ads. So we can always adjust those numbers. If we see good leads coming in and that ad is performing amazingly, that's great. Maybe it will convert higher. But I can't base my decisions, you can't base your decisions on maybes. You need to make decisions based on the numbers in front of you. And right now, those are the numbers that you're seeing. When we start diving into some of these metrics, there are industry standard metrics for your registration page for your sales event, for your show up rate on your webinar, average click-through rate, sales page conversion rate, all of those things. You can get pretty close and know pretty much where you're going to stand with one caveat. Business to business show up rates are typically lower as they know they'll get the replay. Show up on a challenge decreases by each day. So when you're running a challenge, it's important that you have a short enough time frame to keep people's attention, but not too long that you start to lose people and they start to lose momentum. You want them to have those quick wins to make progress and keep that momentum and excitement going into your pitch that you're going to have at the end of the challenge. Okay, a few more notes on metrics. Make sure that you're making data-driven decisions, not what ifs. What are you seeing? What are the numbers telling you right now? Make sure that you're making realistic goals for your revenue based on what you're seeing in front of you. And In order to do that, you need to be tracking your metrics. Those that have had successful launches know that tracking the right numbers are the key to maximizing a launch and an opportunity to adjust things quickly in ways that can help you create more success during your current launch. So if you haven't already, be sure to grab my launch metrics guide, where I go over the necessary launch metrics that you should be tracking to make sure that you have your most successful launch. You can grab that guide below, and that includes all of the metrics that we track for our launches for our 6- and 7-figure clients in order to make good data-driven decisions in the launches. Okay, now that we've determined the first goal, which everyone gets excited about, the revenue goal, the next goal I'm going to talk about is email growth. And this is something that is extremely valuable in your launch. Measuring your success by how much your list is growing, how much people are engaging, how they're responding to you. All of that is extremely important for not only the current launch, but also to grow your business. The biggest list growth that we see during a launch is during the pre-launch phase. That's when you're putting your new opt-in out there, or you are more heavily promoting your current opt-in and getting people into your sphere. And then as things move forward in that pre-launch, you should also be putting them through a nurture sequence. So that nurture sequence should be 3 to 5 emails that is really introducing them to you and what you do and starting to build that connection to lay the foundation for your launch that's coming up. So be sure to set a goal. What do you want to increase your list size to by the end of the launch? And again, you're going to take into consideration a few different factors. Number one, are you using primarily organic growth in order to grow your list size? Are you using paid advertising? What type of paid advertising? What is your budget? When you're looking at paid advertising to take into consideration, what is a lead worth to you? What is an email subscriber worth to you? So when you're setting those goals and building that into your launch strategy, make sure that you're taking all of that into account. And again, be realistic. You're probably not going to grow your list from 200 subscribers to 10,000 subscribers. So we want to be sure that we're managing what that list growth looks like for you in terms of what your expectation is. And it's okay to have good, better, best goals for list growth as well. The important thing is to make sure that you do put them into a nurture sequence after the opt-in to lead up to your launch, and then after your launch for your whole list to be sure that you continue to provide value to them between launches. You don't want to be the person who only sends sales or promo emails. That will turn an audience off faster than anything, and your unsubscribes will go through the roof. They're not going to remember who you are. They're not going to have built that connection and that long-term relationship that you want to establish with them. Because remember, a lot of these individuals coming into your email list are never going to buy the first launch. It might be the second launch or the fifth launch. But if you continue to connect with them, provide them value, stay on their radar, at some point, there's a likelihood that they're going to buy. All right. The final goal, and this one is a little bit more ambiguous than the others because the others can be tracked by numbers. This is visibility. And yes, this can lead back to your email list and things like that, and you can track that, but visibility in and of itself. I like to set a goal of clients putting themselves out there in new ways, especially in places that you can be connected to audiences that already exist. For instance, podcast guesting. This is a huge one. If you can pitch yourself on a podcast that has an audience that is in alignment with your audience, you've already tapped into someone's know, like, and trust factor. They already know that person, so by proxy, they're going to trust you. You have that authority because you've been vetted by someone that they already trust. Another way to be more visible is to try new things. We all have comfort levels of where we like to show up. And For the most part, I will tell people within a launch, start with what you feel comfortable doing. And as time goes on, start to branch out and do other things. If you are not a person who typically goes live or is on video, it is super important within a launch that you're doing those things. People have to see your face. They have to. It's one of those must-do things in a launch. There's not really a way to get around it. If you want to have a successful launch, you need to be in front of people talking. So when we talk about goal setting, that will be one thing I'll go through. Okay, what are some ways that we can show up? So our goal is to be on two podcasts, guesting on two podcasts, and doing three lives throughout the launch. And what you'll find as you start to do this is you'll start to do it more and more, and it becomes easier and it becomes more natural for you. So that's another important aspect in relation to goals that I like to see. All right. Now that you have your goals in place, you've set them, at the end of the launch is the time for you to reflect on how the launch went and did you meet your goals? So a few of the questions that you should ask yourself: what worked well in this launch? What didn't work well in this launch? What can you do differently next time? What feedback have you received from your audience that will be helpful in your next launch? And this part, if you are having conversations with your audience during the launch, will be invaluable feedback. And then finally, this is specifically for first launches or new offers. How did it compare with, first of all, industry standards? And how did it compare with what we set for our goals? If it's not the first launch or a new offer, how did it compare with previous launches? And we're in an interesting time because launches have changed significantly over the last couple of years. What we saw working a year ago, 2 years ago, is not necessarily working now. You're working harder. You're doing more creative things. You're connecting in new ways. So it's important to have this debrief and look at all of the factors that went into this launch and the strategies that you brought into this launch and see how that affected your goals. How did things play out based on the launch prior? All right, everyone, that's it for today. If you haven't grabbed your launch metrics guide, be sure to do that below and use this guide to get your launch metrics set up so that you can properly track your launch and pivot if needed, as well as have data that you're already collecting so that you can, at the end of the launch, do a proper debrief and see what worked and what didn't work.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me today on the Visibility Effect podcast. Come connect with me over on Instagram and let me know what you liked about this episode. I'd love hearing feedback about what resonated with you in the show. As always, you can find the links and resources mentioned in the show over at mackenzieglinetsky.com. That's it, and we'll see you next time.